Hey guys, this is me Varun Kumar here and welcome to the second episode of Aruvai Nadan. So you might have noticed the topic of this episode, which would be titled as 1 rupee coin. So don't mistake me that this is going to be a talk that is involving some economics or some origin or the history of the 1 rupee coin. No, it's not about those things. So this is quite different and a curious topic which I was long intending to do in a podcast, and it is also one of the main reason why I started a podcast. So this episode is most important for me to share with you guys. So this 1 rupee coin represents us with a very important topic or behavior that we must be having within ourselves, which of course we lag in this current generation. We are going to explore this behavior by starting with a real-time story that is experienced by my friend. So I'm not going to give his name or who he is. I'll just give him a imaginary name of Mike. So yeah, this is a sort of love story, maybe. It depends on whether it's a love story on the situation you're going to hear, but it's a really humor one. Here, the topic which we are going to discuss, the behavior which I mentioned earlier, would play a major part. Let's start that there's a hero named Mike, and let's have the heroine's name as Jessie. So Mike is one person who's a definition of the word introvert. He's quite at an extreme point of introvert that he just speaks with the close circle he's around. He's a teenager and until now he's having a close friend circle and he's having a group of persons of around 20 people. A maximum 20 people is whom he speaks a lot. So that type of introvert he is. And specifically, he never spoke to any girls. But during his higher secondary schooling period, he had a crush on this girl named Jessie. Jessie is not from his school because he studied in a pure boy school. This Jessie character appeared in his life in the tuition which he studied. So Mike was studying in a tuition where this heroine named Jessie was also studying. So both of them actually liked each other. They had, I don't know, we could say some crush or love on them. They used to have those old 90s way of loving, talking in the eyes. So they both never spoke within themselves, but they always had eye contact between each of them. They always intended to speak with them, but they both were a bit of shy to move forward. So it happens to be that Mike and Jessie, both of them would be bringing their cell phones so that they could call their parents to pick them up after the tuition ends. So since they are in the higher secondary school part, you know that tuition timings will be changing a lot, right? So they had mobile phones with them whenever they are coming to the tuition. So one day Jessie happens to not bring her mobile phone to the tuition, but Mike had the mobile. The next thing which happened is that after the end of the tuition, Jessie obviously has to contact her mom. So here Jessie told her mom previously that she would give a call from one of her friend's mobile. But Jessie thought this could be a chance for her to have a talk with Mike by asking mobile phone so that she could call her mom. So she straightly went to Mike. So she was like, "Hey Mike, I didn't bring my mobile phone. So if you could lend me your mobile phone to me, I would give a call to mom." And here comes the behavior which I was speaking, the reply from Mike. So Mike gave 1 rupee coin to Jessie and told her that, "Hey, here's 1 rupee coin. Use this in the nearby telephone booth to call your mom." That's the most hilarious thing I ever heard in my life in between a conversation for a girl who was longing for. So he could have gave his mobile phone to her, and this is the chance for him to get the mobile number of the girl itself. But that fellow gave a 1 rupee coin to the girl and told her to call it from the booth. That's a story which I want to speak. But there are various scenarios in which he could have reacted for the question, like, "Lend me your mobile for me to call my mom." While Jessie was asking this to Mike, see, Mike could have lent his mobile to her and could have told her that, "See Jessie, you call your mom but also save your number so that we could have some talk." Or he could have at least told that, "Okay, hey, call your mom, no problem in it." But he had this hilarious reply that by giving a 1 rupee coin, he told him to call through the booth. Actually, what happened after that is that the girl told, "No, I would take care of myself." She got a bit anger because of this hilarious reply from Mike, and then she went to some of her friend and she called her mom from that. So the point which I want to stress in this situation is the answer that was given by Mike. His presence of mind activates in a way that his reply was getting humorous. He didn't intentionally want to place the Jessie character in a bit of an uncomfortable zone. He just spoke the words that came to his mind. His presence of mind made him to have that reply. So that's the behavior which I was speaking. Presence of mind. So why this presence of mind is so much important for us in our day-to-day life? Presence of mind is something that we must develop, we must nurture that from the day one of our life. So most of the parents at the start bring in this concept of presence of mind. They try to nurture this behavior into the children successfully. But eventually, as the days pass, some children leave this behavior aside. So that's because now the digital world is bringing in a lot and lot of opportunities for us through the downheaded device, mobile phone. This behavior of presence of mind is lost in this current generation. So why this presence of mind is an important behavior that each one should possess? What's the benefit of having a great presence of mind? Is it going to affect our day-to-day life? It's going to affect the business in which we are. Is it going to have an impact on what we speak? What decisions are we going to take in certain situation? Of course, all of these, the answer is yes. Presence of mind plays a major role in these scenarios. So if we are going to take up what are the things that we are going to gain through presence of mind, the first thing is to come out of some difficult situation and problems that we are going to face in the real world. See, there are a lot of situations in our day-to-day life, in our business place, in our workplace, or in our college, or in our school that we are going to face. There are a lot and lot of problems that we will be facing. So at that time, we will be getting a situation of anger or sadness or some sort of feeling, whatever thing we are going to bring in, after which in that case, in that problematic scenario, the decision which you are going to take is highly impacted with the presence of mind you have. Calmness is one key factor and one major and important factor for a person to take decisions. So one of the major drive that boosts up this calmness in us is presence of mind. A calm mind in a problematic situation could give you better decision taking results. So that's one benefit of presence of mind. And apart from that, presence of mind makes us to think out of the box. Nowadays, most of the companies, most of the project leads, and most of the even the college lectures are giving us the word, think out of box. So think out of box not only specifies that we must be thinking out of the box in the specialization we are, right? Presence of mind has a greater impact in thinking out of the box. Look, if you are going to have a great presence of mind, you would be calm. While you are calm, you would introspect a lot on the things you see. So while you introspect a lot, you could develop yourself in the decision makings or in the way that the society expects us to think out of the box. Also, one of the major benefits of presence of mind is to bring in calmness, as I said earlier. So the key to calm is presence of mind. And also, presence of mind makes us to stay in a more focused way in the things we are in. With presence of mind, you could have a good reflexes in your physical activity. Like if you're going to take some competition that involves physical activities. So at that time, this presence of mind has a great pressing manner in you. So for example, if you are going to have a boxing competition, good reflexes is one important thing for the boxers, right? So this good reflexes can be gained through calmness. This reflex comes through a good meditation, which most of us would have experienced, specifically the boxing persons. They would have an exercise of meditation for them as a compulsory thing, so that they could develop good reflexes. So technicality is not the only thing which we need in our life. This fact of presence of mind, the behavior of presence of mind, is also important for us to develop ourselves. So how to improve this presence of mind? Like, whether the presence of mind must be nurtured from day one of our life? No, it's not like that. Presence of mind is having one spark for us, is we could easily develop that behavior of having a good presence of mind at any part of our life. Let's have some look on how to improve those even at this new situation. So first one is to meditate. Meditation is one key factor for us to boost up the presence of mind. So that's the first thing we have to do to improve our presence of mind. So the second one is to listen. You have to listen very attentively and accurately. So the listening is also a spark for us in this presence of mind. The more we listen, the more we intend to introspect. That is the third thing which I want to speak. You have to introspect the thoughts you are having, the decisions you are going to take, the scenarios you are seeing. Introspection is one key factor to improve presence of mind. The next one would be concentration. So while you listen attentively, you develop the concept of concentration, right? So concentration is also a major fact for us and plays a major role in presence of mind. So you could see the ways in which we could improve the presence of mind is all interlinked within each other. The meditation and then the introspection together linked with the activity of listening attentively, and also this listening attentively would be linked to concentration. So all of these are interlinked. And the final one thing that could improve your presence of mind is reading. The habit of reading not only has the benefit of improving your presence of mind, but also has n number of additional benefits. So reading is one thing that everyone must do in our life. Read anything. It can be a novel, it can be a newspaper, or it can be some article. No matter, daily read at least 20 to 30 pages. Reading can boost yourself in a highly unprecedented manner. So kindly read a lot daily. That is also one major factor for the improvements in presence of mind. So that's the thing which I want to speak about. So that's the behavior part which I intended to give you guys in this episode. So there are some small interview situations that you must have listened. I'll give one of the example in it. So this is a part of the presence of mind, how presence of mind plays a major role in some of the interviews. So there was one interviewer who gave the candidate that I'm going to give you two options, either attend 10 questions or attend one difficult question. So the 10 question would be easy 10 questions, or he could choose an option of one question which is going to be a tougher one. So the candidate told, I would choose the toughest one. So the interviewer asked, okay, you have guts, let me test it. And he asked a question like, which came first, hen or egg? So this is the tough question that was given by the interviewer to the candidate. So the candidate simply told, without even thinking for a second, that the hen is the first one to come on the world. So the interviewer was curious why he told the answer and asked, how would you say that the hen came first? Now the part of presence of mind works for the candidate, and he says that, sir, you told that you would be asking me one difficult question and I think that's over. So that's the play of presence of mind. So there are n number of smaller stories like interviews or classroom situations or some decision making situation where presence of mind played a major role for various persons. So develop this presence of mind in a manner you get benefited. Maintain the pace of presence of mind so that you could have numerous benefits along with you in there, so that you could have numerous benefits in your future life. So that's the end of the podcast of 1 rupee coin. So until then, stay tuned and wait for my next episode. I also inform you that I have started a Tamil podcast channel named Aruvai Nadan Tamil, wherein me and my friend Rajat are discussing some of the brands that are associated with specific products. Do check that another Tamil podcast. I repeat, Aruvai Nadan Tamil. So have a great week ahead, guys. Until we meet on the next episode of Aruvai Nadan by Varun Kumar.